Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hydrogen or oxygen, which do you prefer? We're here to offer a little of both, actually. More oxygen, more hot air. Yeah, hydrogen is included in air. You know that, Jay, right? So
yes.
O2 and hydrogen, that becomes air. Oxygen is the purest form of which you can breathe, but you can get high. And there are also people that, when they take it, they... You know what happens to the voice when you're on hydrogen...
Oh, helium is the one that gets like really high-pitched.
Yeah,
we also
have
chipmunks.
All right, so we're warming up for another week of excitement. Last few days of August, it's the 29th of August. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. I happen to be Mr. Steffen, and this is Ms. Kirshner, Jay by first name, or Jessica. Always nice to have everybody in the fold. James Collins is in our studio, in the main studio in Dallas. So we are here to take care of the good news, the positive things, and a few ugly things to talk about as well. But from the good news department, there's a 10-year-old boy who saved his mother. Mother had a seizure while she was swimming in the backyard pool. 10 years old. Wow.
That could have been so traumatizing.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't have no water entered her lungs thanks to the quick action, quick thinking of the 10-year-old. We're talking a fifth grader.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, a lot of fifth graders, it used to be... back in the good old days here, somebody like Gavin Keeney would leap into action, jump into the pool here, brought his mother safely to the side, got medical attention. His mother's name is Lori Keeney. It's an above-ground pool. The father came out when he heard all of the ruckus, but the boy actually saved her life. He was in the pool, and he'd gotten out of the pool. He was on the porch. He heard the mother yelling, so he jumped in. The dog even tried to get in on the action, apparently, as the father ran out to help as well. But this is a picture that you never want to see, but yet the ending is something that you would always love seeing.
It
brings everybody together, right?
And this is the second time that he has saved his mom's life. About a year and a half ago, she had extensive cervical spinal fusion, and she couldn't swallow very well and choked on food. Mm-hmm. And so his little arms tried to wrap around her and do the Heimlich maneuver, but he couldn't because he wasn't able to save her. So he realized that he wasn't able to do the Heimlich maneuver himself, and he called 911 and got her help in time, too.
Breathtaking, isn't it? That's the sort of thing that you want your child to be able to do. And by the way, how many people are trained these days in CPR or the Heimlich maneuver? Do you know how to do it, Jay?
I do, yes.
Yeah. Have you ever had to do it?
Thankfully, I have not. And every so often, I will kind of just brush up on it just to make sure, because I feel like it is something that you may learn once, but if you're not typically doing it, it may not be muscle recall. And I know how to do it for a toddler and for an adult, and CPR as well.
So young Gavin was awarded by the Kingston Police Department in Oklahoma for his actions in saving his mother. Good for him, good for them. Everything worked out well. And there are lessons. What did Oprah used to call them? Teachable moments, right? So from this, when you hear the story, you ask yourself or you ask your children, do they know how to do this? See, this would be something that would be extraordinarily important to teach in health courses in the public school system. But do we have them anymore? Oh, no. We're too busy trying to do stuff.
Now it's something else you have to sign up for and go to. It's an additional hurdle, if you will.
Yeah. Ought to be something that is in the norm, if you will. All right, as long as we're talking about children, here's a 4-month-old and an 18-month-old found in the desert. Wow. The young children were left in the desert, which is this location just south of the Arizona border near Arizona-Mexico, where they come together. They were brought in by smugglers, but they were basically, it looks like they were just left there to die. You know, get eaten by whatever comes around.
So unbelievably cruel.
Yeah.
And they survived.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so the four-month-old was barely breathing, but this is something. So probably, I don't know this for a fact, so I'm not going to state it as a fact, but I'm going to surmise that these people, these two came in with some others with a coyote. They were probably paid. Earlier this past week, a couple of children died. The baby was in critical condition, same circumstance, near the Rio Grande, coming across into our country from Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And where's our government on all this? Why are they there in the first place? Our government is so AWOL when it comes to this stuff, what's going on the southern border. And then you wonder, well, how often is this happening elsewhere, in ports where people can get in? And it's not likely that it happens on the northern border because we have sort of a friendly entrance policy. At any rate, there are a number of incidents, undocumented migrants coming into the country. The arrests are at an all-time high, and yet they're being arrested when they come into the country, but they're not being stopped from coming into the country, which is the government's business, isn't it? Isn't our immigration?
Yeah. Well, and also, what was it? When was it when we had that one story we were discussing about a driver who had a complete truck full of people coming in and didn't get paid, so just parked on the side of the road and left?
Right. Yeah. Right. So there's all this kind of disgusting stuff, and people who think, well, yeah, okay, we need to go along with whatever the government says. No, you don't need to go along. It's time people started speaking up. And I'm not suggesting that it be done the way the January 6th thing took place, because that was inappropriate. Well, not inappropriate, it's too soft a word for it. It was an outrage, a national outrage. But then the other side of it, and this sort of thing wasn't the reason for the protest. It was some claim that Trump had lost the election or been cheated out of the election. And as an aside there, day after day after day after day after day, week after week after week, month after month, people who were in the know who were supporters of Trump keep coming to the surface and saying, no, you know, like the election process or not, in the process that we have, he didn't win. And so, you know, in this case, when he was president, the situation, for my taste, for my, for what works for me, his approach to what goes on the border or went on the border, in terms of Homeland Security and the other official Border Patrol, his stance or his rules were something that worked. I thought that, you know, but now these people want to change it all. Why? What is there that is so whether it's intriguing, so demanding of your attention that you want to let all these people into the country? What is there? Is it just as simple as we let them in, we want them to come in so they can become citizens or somehow they can vote and vote for us? Is it that simple? Is the explanation that easy? Is it?
Makes you wonder.
It sure does.
And people should be allowed to come in, but everything should be done legally.
Unless
and with American citizens. Just follow the laws, please.
And come in if you have something to contribute. Thank you. Not here to suck off the...
Cool. Let's look at actual. Yeah. You could say that for American citizens, too.
That's very true.
Not everybody. I don't like when putting everybody in a box, but there are some.
No. Me, I don't either. Here's another youngster, a six-year-old this time, speaking out after saving herself from being kidnapped. This is in Ohio. She saved herself from an apparent kidnapping right outside her house.
Yeah, by screaming. It's like we always teach people and teach kids, fight back, scream, because if you end up going with somebody and there's no escape, the chances of escaping dwindle when you actually are taken into a vehicle or anything like that. And just scream and kick and do anything. And she screamed to the top of her lungs. She was taking her garbage out and screamed. And her parents heard her. And the person who was trying to take her was scared off by her scream.
Mm-hmm. Kennedy Nash. her name. The guy walks by, she says, touched me, pulled me. She reacted and screamed. He let go after that because she was screaming. So apparently the doorbell camera caught the whole thing on video.
Mm-hmm.
Police say the man grabbed at her, stepped forward, tried to drag her. He wouldn't have let go if she hadn't pulled and screamed. Wow. This is such... What kind of a world? Mm-hmm. Where, you know, I mean, you ask the question, if you know there's so much good, we start with good, and then it diminishes down into stuff like this. 33-year-old Derek McPherson has been arrested in connection with the case, charged with abduction and inappropriate grabbing. When the police put their handcuffs on him, young Nash said took all her anguish away.
Well, for sure. And her dad, Ricky Nash, went after him, got in his car, and basically went after this guy as if he still had his daughter, just because, obviously, he didn't want another child to be abducted or almost abducted by this guy, and he was able to help the authorities get to him.
Yep. All right, well, you're going to be able to hear those screams. If you can't hear well, you're going to have a problem. There are a lot of people who don't hear well. So if you're a person, as you get older, we all are affected by losing some of our hearing. Here comes a product called Lively, L-I-V-E-L-Y. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at a lot less money than you might expect to pay. Advanced hearing and technology now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, they'll make adjustments no matter when it is, day or night, no charge. So Lively, wonderful, put it all together. With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up, service, and a smile. That's a good thing to get, right? And plus, you can hear again. Through Labor Day, you get $300 off all rechargeable hearing aids. Go to listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. The home that you live in has stuff in it that you may not know. Mold. Mildew. Want to get rid of it? The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology. Naturally sends out molecules into the air, which will seek out those odors, get the pollutants that are in your home, and kill them dead. This doesn't mask anything, doesn't cover up the odors. It actually gets rid of the problem. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. This is for the whole house. Special offer right now, using the DUG3 code. You get 3 units for under $200. Please go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in discount code DUG3. That's how you save the $200. EdenPureDeals.com. Shipping is free.
If you want to start the semester strong, Staples has you covered.
A gaming chair for my dorm. I mean, a desk chair for studying.
Staples has you covered.
A better way to organize my stuff instead of using milk crates.
A desk lamp to help me pull all-nighters.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now get 25% off desks, filing and storage solutions, lighting and decor with the purchase of any chair. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 9/24, in-store only.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Bro. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
I started selling some local apples in my farmer's market on my farm this past weekend, and they were pretty good. A little tart, and they're a little small because we haven't had a lot of rain, and it's tough for the apples to mature, as is being really experienced firsthand in Minnesota. This drought has forced apple orchards to push back the dates that they would be opening.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. In our focus now, things from the social media department. Jay follows all this sort of gossip, Doug's dirt, if you will, and there's a lot of stuff floating around about Shia LaBeouf. Now, why doesn't he have a normal name like Sid, you know,
Smith?
Bones, you know, something. Anyway, so this movie, Don't Worry, Darling, is a part of it, but also there's some stuff about him and his sexuality that's floating around. This guy's a weird dude, man, and we'll talk about some of the weirdness as we have time right after this.
Do you have 3 ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy 3 times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number 2. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
So Olivia Wilde, you and I were just talking off air about how she seems to be kind of a wingnut. That's what I'm getting out of.
That's not what I said.
No, you didn't say that. I'm saying that. But you said it more gently. At any rate, she's directing a film called Don't Worry, Darling, and
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, it's unfortunate because Don't Worry, Darling... It seems like it could. It's going. I'm really excited for this film. It drops September 23rd, and it's going to be in theaters, and I think it's going to be really, really good. Plus, I'm a huge Harry Styles fan. I was always an Olivia Wilde fan, and I think Florence Pugh is great as well, but it just seems like there's so much overshadowing the film itself with the different gossip where Shia LaBeouf was replaced, and did he quit? Was he fired? Olivia Wilde says she fired him, and she had to do that because, you know, for the safety of cast and crew and Florence Pugh, because she needed her to be vulnerable in certain scenes, and Shia LaBeouf as an actor just has a different way of doing things and getting there in the character. And so then Harry Styles was brought on. And then you also have the whole Jason Sudeikis separation. And did she cheat on him with Harry Styles? Did Jason Sudeikis purposefully have her served with divorce or separation papers or divorce papers or whatever? Or child custody, that's what it was, during a really big event in her life. So it's just all this stuff is overshadowing. Well, the recent stuff is that Olivia Wilde was saying why she had to fire Shia LaBeouf. That was in last week's entertainment news. And now Shia LaBeouf has receipts. He has proof. He's saying he quit, and Olivia Wilde was trying to get Shia LaBeouf back, begging him. And he even released video that she had sent him asking him, you know, can we just make this work? Will you reconsider? I think this could be great. So all of this just overshadowing what's going to be a great movie.
And he's also talking, LaBeouf has been charged by one of his old girlfriends with all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, FKA Twigs. It's awful.
Yeah, all right. Okay. All right, we got it. 28 past the hour.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming an ouchie wawa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down-there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
Progressive Insurance protects people's cars, homes, and other vehicles. But if you've ever seen our commercials or even just heard our name, you probably already knew that. What you may not know is that we support Humble Design, a nonprofit that furnishes homes for families and veterans emerging from homelessness. Because a little help goes a long way. And a lot of help. Well, you get the idea. Now, if you already knew all of this about Progressive Insurance, we're impressed. We'll have to find something else cool to tell you next time. Find out more about how we're dedicated to our customers and communities at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. The Houston, Texas Police Department said they shot and killed a gunman who allegedly set fire to a building with multiple residences early Sunday morning and shot at people as they fled the flames. Two people were killed in addition to the alleged gunman, and two others were injured. Neighbor Tony Lamb described seeing bodies laying at the scene.
I just thought it was that the bodies were laying around out here from smoke inhalation.
There's an urgent search underway in Indianapolis after three soldiers who served in the Dutch military were shot. Police said the gunfire erupted outside a hotel the men were staying in early Saturday morning. It happened in the heart of the entertainment district. Investigators believe the shooting occurred after an altercation between the soldiers and the suspected gunman. The Dutch defense minister said those soldiers were part of a commando corps and were in the city for training. Indianapolis police say two of the men were critically wounded and the third is in stable condition. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
On Face the Nation Sunday, it was reported that Republicans are still leading the race for control of the House, but the Democrats are gaining momentum. In July, the estimate was that Republicans stood to win 230 seats. Head of the Democratic National Committee, Jamie Harrison, has more.
This is about the accomplishments of this administration, and they're vast. When you take a look in historical perspective of what Joe Biden has been able to do in 2 years, there's some presidents who served for 8 years can't add up to what Joe Biden has been able to do.
The Pope has made some promotions.
Pope Francis elevated 20 more churchmen to the rank of cardinal on Saturday, formally expanding those now eligible to vote for his successor in case he dies or resigns. He said that the latter is something he'd consider if the need arises. Of the churchmen being named new cardinals in the ceremony, 16 are younger than the age of 80, making them eligible to participate in a conclave, which is responsible for electing a new pontiff. The 85-year-old Pope has now named 83 of the 132 cardinals who are currently young enough to join a conclave. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The Buffalo Bills released rookie punter Matt Areza on Saturday after Areza was accused of participating in the gang rape of a minor last year. Speaking to the media, Buffalo general manager Brandon Bean said,
"But at this time, we just think it's the best move for everyone to move on from Matt and let him take care of this situation and focus on that."
I'm Tony Marusso, and this is USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
Researchers down at the University of Texas in Houston able to achieve something long out of reach, locating the G-spot, where brain stimulators can make a real difference. I think it's more of you. You might want to tell this story better than I about deep brain stimulation and the G-spot and stuff, right?
Nope. I'm good.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 after the hour here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. What you need to know and what we think and why does it matter to you? Those are the things that, as we discuss the issues of the day, the events of the day, the people, we all want you to have that in your mind. You have your thoughts. We have our thoughts. Share them with us on our social media, at Facebook and Instagram. It's at Good Day Radio Show. And on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. Plus, you can hear the program, you know, all day, every day at gooddayshow.com and our podcasts as well. So, it's an exciting thing for me, even after all of these years of doing this program, each day, each hour, when the week begins, it's exciting. I love the fact that I've been in radio all of my career, since I was 17 years old. It's kind of a cool thing. And I remember as a youngster going into the radio stations and the thrill of fiddling with the equipment and thinking what you could do with your voice and with music or with audio. And you put it all together, what you could produce and what people could actually hear. You know, the first time my mother was sick most of the time, when she was actually kind of on her way out when I first started being on the radio. And she used to listen to me on, you know, the last, and I don't mean to make this morbid, I just am thinking about the impact that people have. I remember listening to her talk about listening to me. And then other people that you impact, your friends who hear you, or just circumstances that you kind of take for granted. Because for me, the conversation is with a few, yeah, I'm looking at Jay. She's my conversational partner. James Collins in the studio in Dallas. He's listening and he's paying attention, well, at least he's supposed to be, to whatever it is that we're talking about. And then there are all the people, the millions of people over the course of a week that listen to, I hope they don't listen, they're not waiting, and I say this lovingly, they're not hanging on our every word, but some people do. You know, the story about the best kind of radio is the radio as you get into work, for example, or you're going shopping and you're in a parking lot and the conversation is going and you don't shut the car off until you hear the end of the conversation.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best. That really is. That's the best. So with that in mind, I give you the following story that people will be talking about for a while because the subject matter is an emotional support alligator. Yes, folks. This is about, you can't make this stuff up. No. So people in the Philadelphia, I guess they weren't in the zoo. They were just kind of on...
Walking by the park.
Walking away in the park. Walking by the park. I was in the park. The Philadelphia's Love Park. So an emotional support alligator named Wally was spotted by a lot of people. Of course, as soon as that happened, people get their phones out and they call the police. They call the news media. Here he comes. Here's the gator. He was making friends. Now, how many people would walk up to an alligator and expect to make friends?
Well, when it's right? on a leash, maybe it's a little bit less intimidating.
I suppose.
But
Wally on a leash.
He loves hugs. He loves hugs. People were holding him. And not a giant, giant-sized alligator, but clearly you could tell that this was somebody's pet that they got as a tiny one, and where a lot of people seem to not realize how big alligators get, and then they end up setting him off in the wild or something.
Right.
They've kept him, and he is just, he's actually certified to be an emotional support animal.
How do you certify an alligator to be a support animal? Please,
I think it's the same way you
that.
Do with anything else. With like when you do a dog or anything, it's just when it comes to the check box to select what kind of animal it is. I doubt that there's a category for alligators. You probably have to pick other and
there
then specify what it is.
There are cows. Yeah.
Although,
right.
Could you imagine
horses?
When people fly with emotional support companions or emotional support animals? Could you imagine being on a flight with a cow? Or an alligator.
No, you can't do that. It doesn't work.
Would not work.
Bring it. No. An alligator? What would people... They'd be screaming in the aisles. Oh, my. Well, the alligator's going to bite me. No. And then the other side of it is, are they predictable? Are they so dependable? Every once in a while you hear of some weird, usually undomesticated animal that's been trained to be, and I say this all the time on the farm, when people, we take tours around the farm on the weekend with people that come visit the farm, and they're in a wagon and the tractor's pulling around in the field and the cows come running up to the wagon, and youngsters who have never had the experience before, they all start screaming because they're taught to be afraid of something just because it's big, which of course is ridiculous. Parents who have that philosophy, you need to get a life, man. You can't have, why would you, you know, there's this business, that's what the phone does, too. We're all scared. We're all afraid. My child could be abducted. And then we just, you know, in the last half hour, I had the conversation about the youngster who was 10. Some guy's walking by the house while she brings the garbage out, and this guy tries to grab her. So is there good reason for people to be worried about their children and yada, yada? So in terms of my being on the farm and trying to teach people, youngsters especially, that just because it's big, it's not to be feared. We have so much fear. And so is this alligator something that normally when you hear stories about alligators, you don't hear stories about alligators being friendly. You hear stories about alligators eating people.
Or alligators loving hugs. It's not the usual.
No.
But I think it's one of those things that we hear so many stories of somebody brings an animal in from the wild and they domesticate it and then it ends up being this happily ever after story, or somebody comes and takes the animal to a zoo for protection or just because it would have a better life there, and then the animal is reunited with this person and they remember them and they love on them. And then we have the other side of the story where the person gets mauled to death. But also, we've had those stories about dogs. We love dogs.
Look at last week, there was a Thursday last week, some five dogs killed their owner, killed the owner?
Five dogs killed the owner. There was another one where a bunch of dogs mauled and killed a mail delivery driver who
Unga bunga. All right, well, my cows, you can get close to them if you'd like. The goats, the chickens, all that good stuff, they're all kind of taught to be. I don't know, is there such a thing as a support chicken?
Yeah, why not?
Really? Support chicken.
Chickens are so sweet.
Support.
My neighbors, my old neighbors had backyard chickens, and they were just the absolute sweetest things.
Really?
Those and ducks.
All right, let's get to, I was thinking, I came across this, usually, you know, we're all looking around for things that we see that are interesting. Angela Lansbury once said, "I've never been particularly aware of my age." I like this. It's like being on a bicycle. I just put my foot down and keep going. Perfect. I'm going to put that sign up in my studio. That's me. That's the way. And that's the way I'd like to think that all people could look at your experiences in life that add up to your age, perhaps. Age in my world is just a BS number. And that's not convenient. It just is kind of the way I approach things. And I find it so much easier to approach things that way than to worry. Now, do I think about my age from time to time? Yeah. Don't we all? You think about your age, Jay, right? From time to time. And it's not just on your birthday. Yeah. Not a big deal.
I always forget how old I am.
Good. I haven't, but sometimes I like to. All right. So, the story of a Louisiana man, here, this is one of the things I would go off on this. I purposely waited until this point in the half hour, because if I'd have started with this, I would have spent the whole time in this segment talking about this, because this is one of the things that happens way too much in our society. The story, particularly here, is of a man from Louisiana who was wrongfully convicted of rape when he was a teenager, 36 years in prison, and he didn't do it. He was wrongfully convicted, wrongfully accused, and now he's been exonerated. His name is Sullivan Walter. Was freed after being in jail for 36 years for a rape he did not commit. 1986, nighttime home invasion, costing this woman. Walter was not identified correctly as the perpetrator, who is dressed in a hat and face covering. How do these things... This sounds like an episode of Law and Order, where the wrong person...
Especially when there's a face covering and you couldn't even see the face. So, well, what about DNA and all of that? And granted, it's a lot different in what capabilities science has today in situations like this than before. But still, 36 years of this man's life.
If there's a benefit of the doubt, it goes to the accused. Well, the other side of it is that we are critical of our system because it takes so long. It isn't always thorough. I've told you the story on a couple of occasions. A young fellow that I know who spent a year and a half of his life sitting in jail, never being accused, never going before a judge, never having any ability because he didn't have the financial wherewithal. So he just sat in jail, never charged. He was arrested for supposedly this woman that he'd had a relationship with was angry at him, so she called and said that he beat her up, and he didn't do any such thing. And so, but he went to jail, and he sat there, and he sat there, and he sat there. That's on us, because we let that sort of thing happen. One of the many things that needs to be fixed in our country.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate,
we claim innocent until proven guilty, but it's really guilty until proven innocent and guilty by association.
Yeah.
But then there's on the other side, it's the whole victim blaming thing that we're also taught not to do. And
Yeah, it's hard to know where to go. But in this circumstance, this guy had he served, his sentence was 39 years. There was another, he was supposedly involved in a burglary. There were other charges against him, so that all got piled together. So is he guilty of all of this stuff or innocent of all of this stuff? Who knows? Because the system, it never, nobody said it was perfect, but the other side of it is it's so obvious when things aren't well done. Mm-hmm. And this, how many people have been put to death, gone to the gas chamber, gone to the gallows, gone to the firing squad, gone to getting a needle in their arm,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't deserve it?
That's a big question.
That's why the death penalty is a problem, unless it's something that's so heinous that it deserves, the person doesn't deserve.
How many people pleaded guilty to something that they were innocent to because they might have gotten paid off to be the fall person?
That happens as well, yeah. So, anyway, a lot of food for thought. All right, here's something else to think about in terms. This is a little lighter. Your home, how's it doing? Is it smelling good? You feel good? Are you having a good time taking in that fabulous air from your thunderstorm air purifier? You don't have one yet? Oh, my God. No, go to EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code Doug3. Save $200 on something that will purify all of the air all over your house, stop allergies before they start, kills mold, removes odors, destroys deadly viruses. Get it. The thunderstorm. EdenPureDeals.com. Use the discount code Doug3.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Now, 53 after the hour, here we are on the Doug Steffen Good Day Show with Jay Kirshner. It's time for Farm, Food, and Family Connections. Today, you'll be happy to know, is More Herbs, Less Salt Day. The origin of this day, well, I don't think anybody's really sure about it, but the idea of celebrating, creating an effort to make people analyze their diets and reduce the amount of salt that you have, right? Salt's not good for your system.
Too much is not a good thing, and then not enough is also bad. But when we think about it, we cook with salt, and then how often are we adding salt once the food is done being cooked at the table?
Yep,
it's just too salty.
You have too much. It's too much of a good thing. I have it on my corn with some butter. Have it on potatoes with some butter, and sometimes on a few veggies. But not many, and that's it. I don't like this. Some people just put it. I've told the story on the air, right, about J.C. Penney. When he was starting his company, he would take folks that he wanted to hire to lunch, and if they put salt on their food before they tasted it, he wouldn't hire them because you're making a decision on something before you know all the facts.
Well,
right?
Wouldn't he be making a decision on something before he knew all the facts? What if that person had already been there and they already know that, like, the soup isn't salty enough?
You spoiled the story. Okay, so what does salt do for you? It leads to stroke, too much of it, heart attack, death. It messes up your cardiovascular system, as Dr. Ken Kronhaus would tell you. Also messes up your kidneys, right? And so here we are back to the mice. The tests, like, mice are just like us. I had a mouse trap out this weekend, got one of them, and I looked at the mouse and I thought, I felt sorry for the mouse.
Fella,
getting into everything in my kitchen. A lot of mice.
Like, get out of my house, but.
Yeah, so, right, exactly.
Poor thing.
But they're apparently enough like us so that they, if they had too much salt, they got dementia and Alzheimer's, right? So there's something else to be thinking about. And I don't think it's not about fear-based thinking. We eat a lot of processed foods, way more than we ought to, and there's a lot of salt in that stuff, right? If you have a hot dog every day, you're going to get a lot of salt. So the good news here is that most grocery stores now have lots of herbs.
Oh, and so good. You can get the dried stuff. You can get fresh stuff.
Right.
Basil. Basil parsley. Is amazing.
Yeah. I don't even know. Well, anyway, if you have not enough salt in your diet, it will be linked to increased cognitive function, overall health problems. So it's just, you have to find just the right amount. In a moment, if you have purchased Rita's, the Anheuser-Busch product, you may be eligible for some compensation. I'll sound like a seedy lawyer with my warning after this.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
All right, so here's the story of a Missouri judge approving a settlement which involves several customers and a product from Anheuser-Busch. This company is going to reimburse those who say they were deceived by the company's packaging of its Rita's products, believing the products contained alcohol other than beer. Class action lawsuit. It's amazing how some come up with this stuff. And a lawyer, let's go get him. And so in this case, the Lime Arena. Do you drink any of this stuff, Jay?
I don't. I'm not. PBR or bust, pretty much, for me. But when you think of a Rita, it's a margarita, and it has tequila or something like that in it. But these are basically just flavored beers. It was nothing else. But also, you can't buy tequila and other liquors in normal grocery stores. You have to go to an actual somebody who's can legally sell that stuff. So shouldn't it also be common sense that this stuff didn't have tequila in it?
Yep, and common sense plays a big role in what people can't seem to figure out, right? 59 past the hour.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.